Welcome back to Project Independence in You. I'm Rebecca Miller, guest hosting today for John Ryan, and our co-host is Jerry Peretzman. We were talking with Joanne Houston and Dr. Pat Bamba before, and we just listened to Old Time Radio. I hope you enjoyed the Inner Sanctum. Now we have with us, I'm sorry, your name is...
I've never seen her before.
The laugh's somewhat familiar.
Yeah. Well, is it all coming back to you now?
Yes, Christina Liu. Christina is the Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead's Department of Services for the Aging, and she is also the producer of the radio show, and it's part two of her birthday celebration. I wasn't at her first, so happy birthday, Christina.
Welcome to part two of my birthday celebration, Rebecca. You are missed, and so I'm glad we can continue this.
Jerry was just really talking about Christina and her ability to bring in these terrific guests and how they reach out to her, how she investigates and researches them. And I think Jerry and I both agree that today's guests were just terrific.
They're really top-notch, right?
No, and I think, you know, as we were laughing, I feel like we just got here and, like, the first hour, you know,
segment,
you know, interview is gone.
So much valuable information. I think, you know, it's not just puff. People really can help us lead better, meaningful lives living here in the town.
Yeah, you know, that's what, you know, we always say too, you know, a huge part of Project Independence, it's not necessarily we're providing all the services, but we're a huge referral and lead you to the right place. So I think this is a forum where we could find out what's really in the community, because there's so many organizations, as we saw today, you know, doing amazing things. So
do you find, Christina, because Project Independence has been, you know, so successful over the years with the membership growing and, you know, just kind of a lots of recognition and you know, the supervisor and the rest of the town, the great support we get, and we never get no's. Everybody's like, oh, you want to do that? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you find, because you've been doing the radio show for 4 years now?
Yeah, since 2011 we started.
Do you have more guests now reaching out to you than, like, when
well,
it first started?
Yeah, well, that's what's actually great, which has made my job a little easier.
You have a great reputation.
Is that, you know, as the radio show has been, different people have been on, they're like, oh, we've been on the show, you know, and everyone, I must say, loves all the hosts and the co-hosts, you know, so we have a good reputation. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of phone calls from all different businesses, and it's really just an amazing thing. And, you know, saying, oh, please, we really want to be on your show. And I said, we'll try to squeeze you in. High demand. But it's really been amazing. And, you know, all of our PI members also will call me constantly with different suggestions or people they meet.
You know,
and it's really, it's just a great little collaboration. And then I'm researching. So it's everyone's kind of pulling their weight in the situation.
Right. Well, you've done a great job, because these guests were terrific. Jerry, again, we were supposed to have a different co-host, but, you know, something had come up, right? And, you know, Jerry was right there on the spot. So
I know, and that's what I was saying to Rebecca this morning. I said, you know, special to all my co-hosts who I could always rely on. I call them, lift the phone, and Jerry, I didn't even need to finish my sentence. And Jerry's like, don't worry, I will be there. So just thank you, Jerry, for not leaving us hanging.
I really enjoy it, and I'm so glad that you've done such a great job of bringing all this to people living here.
Yes, and Jerry was the original person who suggested us doing a radio program. So
Jerry,
this is really all because of Jerry's idea, and it led us into this great place. So kudos to Jerry for that one.
Right.
It's great.
I'll accept all of them.
Yeah. Yay, Jerry!
Yay. A little fan club here.
And, you know, great thanks, too, to LIU and all the staff here and for their support. And
it's just everything just works. You
and
know,
Dan
really
Cox
is.
Has done a fabulous job of
Dan
supporting
Cox.
Us, right?
Yeah, now it's time to wear shorts again.
I don't think Dan ever stops, yes.
he wears them, but now at least he can say, well, it's spring.
That's his signature, right.
And we've got Sam Negron here, too. She's engineering today.
Right.
It's nice to meet her and doing a great job. So what's going on with the town,
well,
Christina?
Well, it's never a dull moment in the town of North Hempstead, and this is particularly a busy week because Supervisor Bosworth and many town officials were in Washington, D.C., meeting with Obama's administration and really trying to get some resources for the town of North Hempstead for all different initiatives, including Project Independence. So next week, they'll give us the update. Hopefully, everything went well and we'll get some money our way.
That'd be great. More funding for, you know,
new
our
programs and expanding programs. Sure. So, you know, we always talk on the show that North Hempstead, across the board, it's really, there's such unique initiatives going on, you know, on top. Obviously, you know, we're a little partial to Project Independence.
Of course we are.
But
this is Project Independence to you, after all.
But, you know, the supervisor, I must say, like, really covers all aspects. And, you know, she's very concerned about, you know, eco-friendly initiatives.
Right.
And, you know, I love it, too. You know, all the animal things that go on in North Hempstead, too. So she really covers all resident bases.
Right. Veterans. Yeah. I mean, just across all walks of life within the town, there are initiatives and programs. And if we don't have it, you call 311, and, you know, again, just like with Project Independence, we can connect you to a service, a program. You'll never hear us say, I'm sorry, we can't help you.
And that's what, you know, too, with the call center, 311, I mean, really is, you know, the center of all this, because it's such an amazing, amazing program. That fact that you can call someone, speak to a human being, you know, in pretty quick time. And, you know, your call is logged, so it's never going to just, you know, be on a piece of paper and thrown in the garbage. You know, there's a record on that computer that, so someone, there's accountability,
right.
and that they will, you know, try to put you in touch with different resources.
And that's just, that's with every call, right? Every call creates its own
service,
unique SR number.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can make sure when you call 311, you know, especially those real important calls, you write down that number. No one can ever say you didn't call. You'll say, well, I got number 42, et cetera. And, oh, there it is. You're right. Okay, yes, that pothole was filled, and they can give you the date. They could give you the information.
Yeah, and the fact that there's a timer on, you know, on it itself, you know, it gives, you know, the person themselves, like, okay, I need to make sure that I do this. You know, so it really is just an amazing, you know, that really allows the town to do all these amazing initiatives.
Right,
so it's
right.
great.
Well, you know, all these surveys have indicated that the town of North Hempstead is one of the greatest places to retire in. And it was confirmed on the radio broadcast earlier, not for retirement, but East Hills was considered to be the fifth best place to live in the United States.
Wow.
So it's just a great place to be.
And the support
you talk about makes it even more interesting, more valuable for seniors. I mean, everyone's doing a great job here.
There are services, there are programs. You know, this Aging in Place initiative that we are with Project Independence, is so groundbreaking and wonderful that you can age in your own home and not have to move into a, not that there is anything wrong. I mean, there are, you know, with assisted living or nursing homes, there are reasons for people to move into there. But if it's really just a matter of, you know, hey, we can get you to a doctor and it's not going to break the bank and we can get you to food shopping at no cost. And those really are the two obstacles you have. You know, you can't stay home. You can't stay in
your home. No, and that's amazing, you know, to be out in the public and have seniors walk up to you and say, you know, this program made me stay in North Hempstead,
you know,
because it really, you know, it can make or break. You know, the fact that a nurse can come and check your blood pressure. You know, I mean, there's little things, you know, even with our Help at Home program, you know, someone coming in and changing your light bulbs. I mean, it might seem so minuscule, but it really is a huge service. So
well, I mean, really, that's what our first guest was talking about a little bit, you know, staying fit at home, also making sure that your home has really good access to things and no throw rugs and no cords to lamps. And, you know, my thing I talk about a lot is also there's never a reason for you to get on a ladder or climb on a chair, especially if you live alone. If you have a kitchen and it has a really high cabinet level, bring it down. Don't ever make yourself have to climb on anything. But that's a whole nother radio
show.
Yes, that
is, right.
So what else is happening?
Well, on top, which was very exciting, is that recently the supervisor announced that the town got a bond rating, was upgraded from stable to positive by the independent Wall Street bonding agency Moody's.
Wow.
Which is huge for, you know, town residents also, because it just shows the town is fiscally strong and the tax burden is not as high on residents, which is a huge thing, you know, because everyone might hear, oh, like, well, that's great, they have a strong bond rating. But it really trickles down to the residents of North Hempstead as well. So it's exciting, you know.
Right. And it's, you know, making this town, North Hempstead, very attractive to live in and reside in. It's wonderful.
And then the town building department has been having the educational series for residents looking to buy or sell a home. She's Lauren Suma, who's the building advocate, has been going all around with different people in the program, and it's really an amazing service because you have the ability to ask questions. I mean, how many times have you, you know, I'm sure a lot of us have bought a house. You're not, you have, the owner might have did something you didn't even know about. You know, there's so many logistics.
Right.
And then you go to sell the house and they're like, well, you don't have a permit for this. You don't have a seal for this. I mean, it's all these different things. And here you have the ability to, like, to really know what is needed, you know, on both ends, if you're buying a house or selling a house.
And especially for seniors, too, who maybe this is their home that they've been in for 40, 50
exactly.
years.
Exactly, and there's new things. There's so many. I mean, it's an extremely difficult process.
It's stressful,
to navigate.
And it's good that Lauren can kind of answer questions, you know, maybe somewhat anonymously or even just kind of give some advice.
And hearing what other people say, I think, might help you. You know, what other people's stories might be. They're very well attended, all these things. And like I said, she's going all around the town. The next one is going to be Tuesday, April 26th. And that's at the Westbury Public Library at 7 p.m.
Perfect. So it's after work hours.
Yeah, that's right. So if you have any, you know, if you want to get in touch with the building department, Lauren, you just call 311. She could schedule an appointment with you, you know, outside of that if you can't make it. So definitely check it out.
I'd say that if you live in the town of North Hempstead as a senior, the best way of describing your existence is that you're being cosseted by the town.
It's true. I mean,
and
that's
Project
what, you know, we always laugh on the show. I said, because, you know, people, oh, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to go to. And I said, in North Hempstead, you really, you could have something doing every second of the day.
You run out of time.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There's not enough time to do all of these wonderful programs. But
speaking of that, got a Mother's Day weekend
love
coming
this.
Up.
This sounds very fun.
And you know, one of the great things about Project Independence is that there's so much cross referencing among people that you meet people and now they join another group with you and you're doing something else with them and someone else is coming in. And all of a sudden, you as a senior who may have felt isolated, particularly those who may have lost a spouse, feeling you're all alone, all of a sudden, you've got people you can talk to, you've got things you on a regular schedule you're doing, and a lot of it comes out of Project Independence and the group such as the Romeos.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you said that because I was actually thinking that, Jerry, because the Romeos is very near and dear to my heart.
And what does that stand for again?
Yeah.
Retired Older Men Eating Out.
Right.
It's a wonderful group of amazing, amazing men. They meet twice a month now. Yeah. It started off with just, you know, five men, and now you're up to, you know, like,
but
up to 15.
Just an example. Joe lives in New Hyde Park. I ran into him at the Romeos. We got to talking. He joined a group I have that's in a great neck of the woods called REAP. He brought in a friend of his who was not in Romeos, but got in there.
Great.
And so now we're working together on a play reading program.
Oh,
I mean, one thing kind of leads to the other. And I mean, they're not to say these are my deepest, closest friends, but just nice to see
a friend.
In a store, you're driving around somewhere, you're in a shopping center, you see a friendly face, have a chance to talk to someone you probably have not met any other way.
So yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you said that, Jerry, because, I mean, that's really what is wonderful. Because, you know, there are so many different venues of getting into Project Independence.
Right.
You know, there's really something for everyone. You know, you might want to join a social group, or you might like an educational chat or an exercise class. Yeah. I mean, there's so many ways to meet people, and I think it's important because, you know, you might not realize that just going to an advisory committee or something, you're meeting people in your community and talking about similar issues that really bond you in the community. And I think it's definitely, that's the best part of Project Independence, is that you really can bring people who might not normally have, you know, like I said, we're sitting home not talking to anyone, now has a whole network of people. So it's amazing.
And speaking of the advisory committees, you know, they're really where we get a lot of our ideas and our initiatives to start things. I think even the taxi transportation program came up, I think it was Great Neck?
No, New Hyde Park.
Was it New Hyde Park, right.
Park, yeah.
And it came up there, and someone had just basically, we were just kind of brainstorming, and how can we get transportation to the seniors? And we you know, we were going for a really big grant, and it would be really helpful. And someone said, well, how about taxis? Mm-hmm. And it just, from there, I think it's all history, right?
And it's interesting how many people I've run into who have no further involvement and PI other than the fact they use the taxi service.
Right. You know what, Jerry? It's interesting because when we were talking to Dr. Bamba, I was thinking like how people, you know, when they sign up for Project Independence and they're you know, maybe in the early 60s, like, I don't need it. It's like, okay, you don't need it. Yeah. That's fine. Sign up. Just get it done so that when you do need it, if you do need it or you want to utilize our services, because most of our services are for, you know, very active people. It's not all kind of at-home yeah. kind of programming. But why not just sign up and then, you know, you can always call us.
People use it for reasons that you never think. I've got a friend who uses it. He says, you know, I have to go to the doctor's office. You know, it's about different. I drive. I have no trouble driving.
Right.
Said, but I can never get a parking
place. Yeah,
parking
lot. Right. And that's it. You won't believe how many people do that.
Right.
It really is a major thing.
I use the service for a few bucks. It takes me right up to the door.
Yeah.
And then I call. I don't have to go looking for my car.
No, and I think, and you know, down at the third level here and all that nonsense.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, we were always saying, I've heard that so many times about right. using, you know, people that actually drive, you know, even if it's bad weather or something, they might want to take it. But, you know, it's going to a doctor, you know, it could be stressful. You don't know. You know, there's and like the last thing you want to do, I mean, I even know for myself, you don't want to have to stress out trying to find a parking spot, you know, so it gives you some kind of peace of mind. I think what is cool about Project Independence is that, you know, I mean, you're age 60 to join the program, which is still extremely young. So you can, like, literally.
Excellent point there.
Right.
And, you know, you can go, I mean, we have members who are over 100 years old.
Right.
You know, so you literally, Project Independence has really tried to kind of appeal to all aspects. You know, if you're a younger active, you could take, you know, exercise classes or volunteer. You know, so it could take you through all the transitions of your life, which I think is important about, you know, why not just sign up? It's free.
No.
You know, it's not going to cost you anything. No one's going to harass you. And you could really pick and choose little things that you want to go to. So call 311 if you are not a member or know someone that, you know.
Yeah.
Or 869-6311 if you're not local or you're on your cell phone.
Absolutely.
So that's a good way. So there's a lot going on.
Yes, and let me just get in because I know we're going to rapidly be approaching a break soon. But Mother's Day weekend will be coming up shortly, and which is wonderful, the town is doing the 47th annual spring plant sale at Clark Gardens. It's going to be on May 6th and May 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be all kinds of different plants. There'll be annuals, perennials, different herbs, shrubs, hanging baskets, vegetables. And all the money is raised for the Fannie Dwight Clark Memorial Garden, which is, and Clark Garden is just absolutely beautiful. I mean, if you have not been there, it's really a beautiful place. And I think it's a nice,
sure,
you know, I mean, who doesn't love some beautiful flowers in the spring? So get your mom or get, you know, your daughter or whoever it might be some beautiful flowers there. So that's May 6th and 7th.
Okay, so we're quickly approaching our minute to break, and then we'll be back for some more news of the town. You've been listening to Project Independence and You with Jerry Peretzman as our co-host extraordinaire and Christina Liu, who is just everything, and just me, Rebecca Miller.
Good old simple Rebecca.
Good old little Rebecca here. So we'll be back shortly, and thanks to WCWP.org.
Right.